Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Jim Lowerman. He is the president of Avemco, which is the largest aviation general insurance carrier in the U.S. Now, Jim, some of your customers are probably caught up in this sun and fun issue concerning the recovery and environmental cleanup after the tornado. I know that privacy laws prevent you from going into specifics about each of these cases, but can you tell us in general how this might be handled from the owner's perspective?
Sure, Russ. We have had some folks contact us. The claims that we were responsible for, the actual damages to our insured aircraft, those claims were settled and closed months and months ago. Those were all taken care of quite early on. What apparently is happening now is that Sun and Fun is sending letters to these folks saying, asking them for, not necessarily saying they're responsible for the expenses, but it is, well, it is an invoice, and saying that their share of it is X thousands of dollars. And the problem with that on the aircraft side is that the whole point of an aircraft insurance policy on the liability side is that it's to pay for things for which the policyholder is negligent. And the challenge here is, of course, these aircraft owners were not negligent in any way for the cleanup, the environmental cleanup, or for the moving of the wreckage. So normally speaking, there would not be coverage under an aircraft policy for that kind of claim.
Okay, well, let's say this tornado had hit at a regular airport, and there were a few wrecked airplanes. Whose insurance policy would pay for cleaning up the mess at XYZ airport?
Well, we always pay for the cost to clean up the mess that we authorize on behalf of our customers. In this case, our customers were not involved. We did not authorize it. Obviously, we, the insurance company, will pay for any cost that we authorize. But in this case, no one even knew these costs were being borne from the customer side until the letter started coming in.
So Sun and Fun called in the tow trucks and the cleanup company. So Sun and Fun initiated that process. So under normal insurance protocol, Sun and Fun's responsible for that?
Well, based on what I have been, what I have heard in the media, and that's the only evidence I have at this point. We don't have any claims open related to this. That would seem to be the case. Now we're going to discuss that at some length here because we do want to protect our customers, whether they have coverage under the aircraft policy or not. We do not want them to get hung out to dry, particularly unfairly in the situation. So we're going to have to determine how we're going to handle these new claims that are arising.
So if it isn't the aircraft owner's responsibility, where might the responsibility for these costs lie, Jim?
Well, Russ, there's two senses of responsibility here that we need to make sure we define. One is who everyone thinks might be responsible. The other one is where the coverage might be under an insurance contract. Obviously, it's going to have to be determined who was responsible for authorizing that expense to be generated and why was it generated, and then where would the coverage come under that kind of loss. We may end up deciding that we want to pay that. I don't know. I don't think it's covered under the base policy. But, again, I need to look at that a little bit more depth. The other possibility is that the costs were incurred as part of the Sun and Fun air show that were authorized by the Sun and Fun folks. So if any insurance coverage is going to respond, it would be the airport premises or the what's called the AGL policy for the air show itself. Now, what I don't know is whether that coverage is provided in that policy or not. But, you know, those folks were there for the air show.
Well, We will undoubtedly be hearing about this issue in days and weeks to come, so we appreciate your insights into it, Jim. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.